More than 500,000 jobs could be impacted by retaliatory tariffs put on American goods by China, the European Union, Canada, and Mexico. That's according to a new analysis done by the Brookings Institution. Researchers looked into which industries and parts of the country are most affected, as well as how the tariffs affect the job markets in those sectors and regions. Joseph Perilla is one of those researchers. He's a fellow at the Brookings Metropolitan Policy Program, where he studies the economic performance of cities, states, and regions. And Joseph, let's start on the macro level. What did you find in terms of industries and communities that have been so far most affected by these retaliatory tariffs?
So yeah, there's a very interesting industrial and geographic pattern to the tariffs that China and the European Union and Canada and Mexico have responded with, given the Trump administration's tariffs on them. So first, in terms of industry, this really cuts across a lot of different products at this point, a lot of different industries, but agriculture continues to be the largest category that's targeted. That's about 15% of the exports that are targeted by these retaliatory tariffs. Motor vehicles accounts for 11%, iron and steel products for 5%. So our trading partners are looking at really agriculture and some elements of manufacturing as well as other commodities. Now, as you may guess, there's a particular geography to those commodities. So the tariffs, because of their focus on agriculture and other kind of natural commodities, are much more targeted to rural areas and smaller towns. So you'll see that larger cities are below the national average, smaller towns and rural areas above the national average, and that has a lot to do with the commodities that are targeted.
Is it safe to say that in those smaller rural communities that if the products that they are producing, mostly agriculture, are targeted, that there aren't a lot of other industries to sort of make up the loss from that?
That's a really good point, in the sense that oftentimes, you know, rural areas or smaller communities are really reliant on one or two industries, and particularly agriculture and other natural resources like mining or oil and gas. And so that is worrisome, in the sense that those are, you know, very important drivers for those economies. They support the livelihoods of a lot of farmers and other employees that work at those establishments. And so you're already seeing, particularly in regards to farmers, them being pretty adamant that this is not good public policy for them, because they rely so much on these export markets to send their products.
What are you seeing specifically in Arizona, which has some parts of the state where there is a pretty hefty agriculture sector, but some of the other ones you mentioned as well are present in the state here also?
That's right. So Arizona is a kind of interesting representative for the country as a whole. About 5.5% of the state's exports are targeted by these retaliatory tariffs. So that's actually below the national share. Of course, there are communities, and again, it's the rural areas and the counties with less population that tend to have the highest shares of their exports targeted by retaliatory tariffs. That's getting upwards to, towards 10%. And then on the lower end, it's really Pima County and Maricopa County, those counties in your big metropolitan areas that have a much lower share of their exports targeted by these retaliatory tariffs. And that's because a lot of the exports coming out of those larger cities are really around services at this point. So those obviously can't be targeted through tariffs. And so the geography within Arizona resembles the geography of the nation as a whole. But overall, as a share of exports, Arizona actually isn't taking as big a hit as some of the states in the Midwest or the South.
Let me ask another aspect of the geography issue you just referenced, which is that Arizona is, of course, a border state. Mexico is our biggest trading partner. Canada mm-hmm. is another massive trading partner. Those are the other two countries, of course, with the U.S. that are in what formerly was known as NAFTA. I'm wondering what kind of impact the fact that Arizona has such important trading relationships with the two other North American countries has in what you found.
Yeah, it's important to note that while we did look across tariffs across all of the countries, so Canada, Mexico, the European Union, and China, the bulk at this point are coming from China. Of course, the recent renegotiation of the trade agreement that binds The United States, Canada, and Mexico has taken some of the heat off of trade within North America, and it seems like that's going to come to a resolution. There are some still some tariffs that exist, but it's not a big share of trade. And so, in a sense, the state's reliance on Canada and Mexico as trading partners is a good thing, in that there seems to be trade policies moving in the right direction with those two countries.
Might insulate Arizona a little bit more relative to some other states, which are more reliant on exports to other places, it sounds like.
That's right. I mean, exposure to China is kind of the biggest deal right now, and that seems to be where things could even potentially ramp up further, depending on what the administration wants to do with the remaining segment of trade that right now isn't being touched by tariffs.
All right. That's Joseph Perillo, a fellow with the Brookings Metropolitan Policy Program. Joseph, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.